darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. In the mountains of Taiwan, the bishops are strangers in a foreign land. Their new home is a place of nightmares filled with deadly creatures and terrifying visions of another dimension. A Taoist priest uses ancient rituals to protect them from the angry dead and calm a power beyond human understanding. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. In the Far East, many people believe that there are no boundaries between the physical world and the spiritual realm. Ghosts are a part of everyday life. On the island of Taiwan, in the foothills of the Yangming Mountains, there is a sacred valley where some say the dead have more power than the living. In 1984, the Bishop family visits northern Taiwan. Dennis Bishop has recently accepted an executive-level position at an American company in Taipei.
It was a major promotion for me. When you're offered jobs like this, you have the right to refuse, but if you do, it's a long time till the next offer can come. So there's some pressure to take a proposal of that sort.
Dennis's wife, Candace, is nervous about moving her two younger daughters, 16-year-old Stacy and 12-year-old Marissa.
It was known in the expatriate community as a lawless country. I was extremely concerned that I was not going to be able to keep my family safe.
A representative of Dennis's new employer brings the family to tour a company house a few miles outside of Taipei. Stacy is impressed.
Drove up the long driveway and we looked at it, and it was beautiful. There was very little of it to not like.
For Marissa, the house is almost magical.
The house is stunning. I mean, we had come from a pretty small house living in Tokyo, which is a very crowded city, going to this mansion in the middle of farms, graveyards, and rice paddies. It was actually kind of surreal.
From the beginning, Candace has a bad feeling about the house.
It was like a really powerful fist slammed into my back. So hard that it pushed me forward. I lost my balance.
What? Well, it felt like something or someone punched me in the back.
I looked around and there was no one there. I didn't know what to think, but I was afraid.
I don't like this place.
You haven't even seen it yet. Come on.
Here, let me show you.
We looked at literally dozens of other places over a period of 2 weeks. And none of the dozens of houses we looked at were as acceptable as the one we have.
Reluctantly, Candace agrees to move into the company house.
I felt like I had no option. This was the best for my husband, therefore it was the best for my family. And it was my position as, you know, a rational woman was to find a way to make it work.
On move-in day, the bishops meet Ah Chung. Dennis's company has hired him as a driver for the family.
Too much more left to do.
I
think we're pretty much done. Don't you? Did you hear that?
It sounded like it was coming from the cabinet.
What was that?
Screaming, ran and saw Achang running at full speed up the stairs with a shovel.
Stacy and Marissa begin school, and Dennis starts his new job.
Here's your lunch. Okay. All right, have an awesome day. Okay. All right, I want to hear all about it when you get home.
Okay.
Bye,
Mom.
Bye.
Bye, have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
I started seeing out of the corner of my eyes lights, like these orbs of light. They kept darting away from me, so I could never look right at it.
Candace's first impulse is to call Dennis.
It's so out of your box of reality, you don't know what to do. You know, do I pretend it doesn't exist? Oh, it's my imagination. I tried to find a rational reason for it. I never mentioned it to anyone because I didn't want anyone to think I was crazy.
A few nights later. Every night, before Stacy goes to bed, she checks her room for tarantulas.
I heard someone walk into my room. I could hear it clearly.
Doesn't tell anyone about the voice she heard in a bedroom. The family has more immediate problems. Taiwan's rainy season begins, and the house starts to leak.
There was always water coming through the walls. All the water that was coming down through the mountain just came into our house.
Why are you girls doing your homework in the dark? You know you're going to hurt your eyes.
Better than getting electrocuted.
And the walls were filled with water, just the humidity and the dampness, and the light switches were not grounded. You couldn't turn the light switch on without getting electrocuted.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know, this is ridiculous.
Mailing. An $1,100 power bill? How can we be using so much power?
You know, Dennis,
the family's electricity bills are impossibly high, heightening the tension between Dennis and Candace.
All the lights on? Why are you using
Dennis and I were fighting all the time now. It was very, very tense in the house.
All right, I will. But up until then, what are we going to do?
I'm not sure I knew exactly why the tension was building, but you could feel it. There was a lot of discomfort, and I think we were taking that out on each other.
Dennis calls an electrician to the house. He finds evidence of an underground power leak.
The house apparently had been built illegally. It had probably not been ever attached to the electricity grid in a proper way. I had no access to any of the background. The landlord spoke no English at all. Our predecessor was long gone, and so I didn't pursue any of that.
The utility company will have to dig up existing underground cables to solve the problem. One night soon after, Stacy is home alone.
Mom? Dad? Is that you?
Impossible to find some logic to understand what was happening. I just knew that I couldn't put it away. I still wasn't talking about it. I hadn't told anybody. I just realized that I might be in some trouble.
Stacy gets out of the house as often as possible, spending time with her boyfriend.
What made me the most afraid is for some reason, it clearly wanted to get my attention, making it obvious that it could open and close doors, that it knew my name, that it could walk directly up to me within a couple of inches and call out my name so clearly that I could not misunderstand.
Stacy's boyfriend calls and tells her what he saw.
Go check on her.
Started to talk about her experiences, started telling me about the sounds that she had heard and the voices.
I know, I've been hearing things too.
She was having someone call her name. I was having someone call my name. The more we compared stories, the more we talked about the stories, the more we realize that this could possibly be real.
Dennis, we need to talk. You know, we have got to leave this house. We've got to leave Taiwan.
What am I supposed to do?
Dennis didn't believe any of it, but what he did know was that something was really upsetting the family.
Ted, you don't believe anything we've been telling you, do you?
I don't think he thought we were lying, but he never knew what to say.
Not true. But I can't give up everything that I've worked for.
It was made very clear that my dad's job was important to all of us, and we needed to find a way to, you know, to deal with it the best we could.
What am I supposed to tell my boss? That I have to move because my house is haunted?
I just said I need to get the children away from the house. I need to get them out of Taiwan.
During their school break, Candace takes the girls to a summer house in California. She begins to research the paranormal. One book theorizes that ghosts draw their power from the living. Candace concludes that if she and her daughters can ignore their fears, the disturbances will stop.
I had two choices of either collapsing and giving up and leaving, or standing my ground and claiming my home for my children and my family.
I remember dreading walking back in. It was just kind of this feeling of pressure that would come over me.
Marissa, Dad and I are just going to be down the street at the Shaw's house. So call us if you need anything. And Stacy should be home from Thomas's real soon. Okay. All right? I love you.
Me too.
Call us.
Bye. I think that my parents were taking the proper measures to protect us. And they were trying to reassure us that everything was fine.
Funny.
honey. Marissa, honey. Marissa, baby, what's wrong?
Please.
What's up?
Come on.
What the hell happened? Tell me.
I remember someone coming in the room itself, opening the door, and actually pushing me over, actually coming into me.
I felt victimized. And I thought that I and my family might lose this battle.
Marissa, honey, how are you feeling?
I feel okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you want to talk about what happened last night?
It's fine. Just don't worry about it.
We had no idea what was happening. I think we didn't want to even think about the possibilities.
Did your sister say anything to you?
No.
Because none of them were really good. So we kind of just said, we don't know. We just don't know.
I was very concerned I could no longer protect my children.
Candace calls her friend Bob Patton, a journalist with strong ties to the Taoist religious community in Taiwan.
He had done articles about various people that lived in the country, and one of the people that he had interviewed once was a very well-respected Taoist priest.
This is it.
I felt like, well, maybe I could find the strength to handle this as long as I knew that this man knew what to do.
I remember him looking around and being surprised at what was in the house.
The priest explains that many Chinese believe physical shapes and forms can influence the spiritual energy of a place.
He had talked about how the moisture and how it was built into the mountain made a tremendous amount of negative energy be around the house.
The design of the house...
He says that no Chinese architect would design a house like this unless they wanted to curse the inhabitant.
Whoever built the home designed the home to kill us.
Chinese call hungry ghosts.
The reason that ghosts come back is because they don't have what they need in the afterlife. Let it be food, let it be money, things like that.
They become hungry ghosts. They're looking for energy to survive and to live. What he saw was two bodies that were buried on our property.
Chinese peasants believe that when a person suffers a violent death, they must perform a ritual to put these spirits at rest.
That Marissa has been attacked.
And he proceeded to tell me that the spirits that were in the house were actually using me as an energy source.
He was concerned about her safety. He was very afraid for us and did not know
if there was anything he could do to help the situation.
Thank you.
He needed to gather his strength, and he said he would be back in a few days.
Driver Achung about the history of her house.
Achung, how long have you lived in Tianmu?
All my life.
Do you know anything about the property before our house was built on it?
For many years, there was a farm and an old house.
Before this home was on the property, there was a pig farm that had burned down, and the husband and wife were caught in the fire.
Candace believes these could be the two spirits the Taoist priest envisioned.
A lot of people don't even want to
talk. Candace tries to convince her husband that the family must move.
That is work.
Look, I can't cancel this trip right now. It's a very hectic time for me. Everything should be fine.
The hardest part was trying to decide what was real and what was imaginary. And I don't know that I ever reconciled that very well.
Look what happened to Marissa.
I know she's scared, but she's fine now. I have to go.
Candace considers leaving Taiwan immediately.
It was a very difficult decision. It would have meant the disintegration of our family because he couldn't go.
She decides to stay and keep her daughters close.
As long as Dennis was gone, the girls had to sleep with me in the bedroom so that we were all together. I slept with a butcher knife and a baseball bat underneath the bed.
Outside.
What, darling?
There's somebody outside the door.
Okay, stay here and be quiet, okay?
Forget having horrible nightmares that she would hurt one of us or hurt herself or hurt my father with that knife.
When Dennis returns, he agrees to let the Taoist priest perform an exorcism on the house.
We got a problem here, and I was willing to try anything to solve it. I knew I couldn't fix it, and maybe he could.
nights later, the Taoist priest says he must perform the exorcism immediately.
Yeah, we can.
He said to me, if he ever was going to have the power, it was now.
The priest asks them to send Marissa to a neighbor's house.
He was concerned that if Marissa were in the home when he was calling these spirits, that they might actually attack her. What he explained was he was going to attempt to do an exorcism on the house and see if he could appease the spirits.
The priest tells them to open every door in the house to give the spirits free rein. Brought food and money as offerings for the hungry spirits. He lights incense in preparation for a ritual, which he hopes will appease the angry dead. The priest explains that earlier tonight he performed a funeral for a powerful dignitary. He will use the positive energies from that funeral in an exorcism of their house.
By lighting this incense, we report to and summon all the agents of the symbols for the destruction of hell and the rescue of these benighted souls.
I'd be the first to admit some really fairly unexplainable things happen.
Making our clothes move, our hair move, things moving through us in ways that made it hard to breathe. We don't know what's happening, but it's very, very real.
Aid us in guiding them and illuminate the way.
It was very physical. As much as I wanted to rationalize it and deny it and say it was all in my mind, it was difficult to deny.
On the righteous path, to the heavenly way, to heavenly peace.
My child.
The priest asks Stacy to take offerings to the burial site in the backyard.
You must be courageous.
I looked at him horrified because this was the scariest experience I'd ever had. And he looked at me and said, no, you need to do this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
priest blesses every room in the house.
Keen said a prayer in each room in four corners of the room.
Of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
In each room when he would go in, the lights, it would dim and lighten. That was when I knew he clearly was in some control of these energies. I really believe that he knew what he was doing.
The priest tells the family that he has done all that he can.
I expected that it would all just go away and be okay. What he told us at the end of that was just exactly the opposite. He suggested that what he had done during the exorcism might put us in good stead for 2 or 3 months, but after that we should get out of there. He strongly recommended we leave that house.
I knew that Stacy was graduating in June, and she would be leaving. And so what I said was I was leaving too.
It was one of the most eye-opening times of my life. I learned that there was a world that I lived in that I didn't know had existed before then. At the same time, probably one of the most scary times of my life.
There are such things as very powerful negative energies or spirits or whatever one wants to call them that can affect my environment, that can affect my family. It was a turning point for me. Because my world, my safe world that I had created, where nothing bad existed, was shattered.